Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from Carson City. Ray Hager and I host a big show today. Two state senators, Tick Seggerblum and Patricia Farley, plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Kyle Rohrink, Jesse Wadhams, and Robin Reedy. Top one up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers coverage of the 2015 Nevada Legislature is sponsored by Ahern Rentals, the Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association, and Pro Group Management.
Your business deserve the absolute best in workers' compensation? You should know that not all workers' comp is equal. With Pro Group Management, your business is all that matters. What do you receive for your premium dollar? Professional risk management team, top-rated claim service, customer care team, website access to your full account? It's all in the numbers. You can upgrade your dollars and make them stretch farther and more efficiently. Call us today. You deserve the best. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
What has the massive Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center contributed to Northern Nevada, and just in the past few years? Well, they're home to 130 industrial companies, manufacturing, distribution, clean energy, occupying over 12 million square feet of industrial space, and employing over 6,000 Nevadans. That's incredible. All in less than 5 years. And with over 100,000 acres to go, we're just getting started. The Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Through our history, the trucking industry has changed a lot. Today's environmentally compliant trucks are cleaner than ever. And through safety initiatives and technology, we've reduced the number of truck-related fatalities by 73%. This is due to the dedication of the hardworking men and women in the trucking industry, who safely deliver 69% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are delighted to welcome back to the program State Senator Tick Seggerblum and, for the first time, State Senator Patricia Farley. Pleasure to have you both on the program. So before we get into your trip to Colorado to investigate the marijuana business there, I wanted to ask you, Tick, first of all, about the three-tier system that's raised its head here in Nevada. What are your thoughts on that and potentially increasing the cost of legal marijuana to the consumer?
Well, all things being equal, I wish it weren't there, but it is in the petition. It's going to be on the ballot, and that's what we're looking at. It was put in there by an outside group, MPP, that came in and did our petition. But
that's the Marijuana Policy Project.
But it's basically a 10% tax, which will go to the state. So at the end of the day, it's not that big a deal. And if we don't like it, we can change it 18 months after the law is passed.
Well, you know, it's funny. I talked to them after this came out, and I was surprised that they were in favor of it, because all along they've been the ones that have been promoting legalized marijuana, both medical and recreational, in the state. Why do you think that this, you know, raised its head?
Well, I wasn't there when they did it, but they were concerned, they being the MPP, this outside group, that the liquor industry would come in and oppose the petition. So they thought, well, if we bring them in and let them be part of it, then they'll support and won't fight it on the ballot. And they were just worried about, you know, frankly, dollars. If the liquor industry put $10 million in to kill it, it might lose. But the reality is things have changed so much, I think, in this state, that it's pretty clear that it's going to pass in 2016, and so we got to get ready for 2018.
Senator Farley, I wanted to ask you, you're Republican, and I was just wondering, what does the GOP think about your involvement with the legalization of recreational marijuana? I know that when it was opposed by more than a few Republicans when it was voted on last session to legalize it, or to set up the medical marijuana system in Nevada.
So I think that my caucus and my party understands that the voters of the state want this. They passed laws on it. They continuously vote to pass more laws on this. I think, not speaking on behalf of the Republican Party, I think a more conservative approach is more acceptable to the party, but we have to move forward on this because the voters want this. It's not just a party issue. It is my constituents. It's everybody's constituents in the states are predominantly in favor of legalization.
All right, so let's get to the tour. So, Tick, both of you senators went to Colorado. What did you find?
Well, personally, what I found is that the state hasn't fallen off the continent. You know, the reality is when you're there, you wouldn't even know it exists. Business goes on as usual. And then when you go in these stores, they're very nondescript. You wouldn't know they're there. You have to kind of look for them. But the fact is, there's a huge industry. There's thousands and thousands of jobs, millions and millions of dollars, and millions of tax dollars. So all in all, I think what they're doing is incredible. And I just remain convinced that it is so perfect for Nevada, given our tourism base, that I just cannot wait.
Senator Farley, mm-hmm. Were you concerned about any law enforcement aspects?
I was going into it, but it came out 2 days later very shocked at how well Colorado has regulated and enforced the industry. So it's not the sky is falling, where there's high crime, where the city is falling apart. The absolute opposite is occurring. It's thriving. Several city officials, including law enforcement in Colorado, told us there is minimal crime around the licensed businesses, and they are addressing any black market issues or those types of issues very well. And it's well funded so that there's enough officers and enough enforcement for them to actually take care of the problems as
they
arise.
What about the cash component of this? Because federally, it's still not legal
and
for
that
the banks to take the money.
That's a huge issue. It's a huge issue in Colorado. So they are looking at doing credit unions or different types of financial institutions. The concern is that it's still a box that you're just putting money in. It's not necessarily a banking institution that you can't write checks, you can't draw credit from them. But I think as we continue to progress and federal laws deregulate, you'll start to see banks want into this. They absolutely do.
It's a lot of money.
Yeah. So I'm sure, and I know that there's some banks in Nevada that are actually taking accounts and opening up accounts, and they're being very careful about this. But this is, you know, there's the product, right? And there's all these ancillary industries, including banking and the finance. If we invite those institutions in the state of Nevada, when no other state has, we have another phenomenal opportunity to grow our economy.
I'm sorry, explain that in a little bit more detail.
So, you know, you see financial markets that are very mature in L.A., San Francisco, and that's pretty much it on the West Coast. And then you have to go to the East Coast. Well, when you have states that have diverse alternative financial institutions, so money begets opportunity. So you bring in money, and these folks, you know, are depositing that money. They're going to want to hand it out on other business ideas to grow the money, right? That's what banks do. That's why, and you want non-traditional lenders in our community. So I see the medical marijuana as a huge opportunity, but I also see bringing in financial institutions and alternative lenders and hedge funds and all those people. Absolutely fantastic for our state. We will have more money and more opportunity to do different things.
You know, Tick, you told me recently, of course, Nevada has a ballot initiative in 2016 to legalize recreational marijuana, and you felt that this ballot question is going to help the Hillary Clinton campaign for president. If you could maybe expand on that a little bit.
Yes, when you look around the country, anytime it's on the ballot, especially in the general election, marijuana, it produces 1 or 2% more voters, because they come out for that specific issue, and majority of those people are Democrats or progressive thinkers. And so the reality is, my opinion, having marijuana on the ballot will increase the turnout, and then the majority of those people will be voting for Democrats. And they'll vote both for Senator Clinton, but also down the ticket. So hopefully I'll get a few of those votes too.
Okay, let's take a break. More with our two senators when we come back.
Yeah. From your house to the White House, the folks at D&D Roofing can get it fixed with their eyes closed.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
The doctors at iCare Associates specialize in surgical and medical treatments to maximize your vision results. They can change the way you look at the world.
LipiFlow is an exciting new technology used in the treatment of chronic dry eye disease.
The procedure is quick, usually about 12 minutes, virtually painless, and performed in their surgical suite. Don't let dry eyes interfere with your life.
We perform a comprehensive evaluation to determine whether or not you will benefit from LipiFlow.
Your sight is critical. Call iCare Associates for an appointment.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with State Senators Patricia Farley and Tick Seggerbull.
Senator Farley, one of the questions that I had about legalized recreational marijuana is the edibles. And I've read stories where people take too much, you know, eat too much of the chocolate marijuana or eat too much of the brownie, and it's very, very strong. And there was one report of a kid jumping out of a third-story window, which seems kind of bizarre, but what's the difference? What about these edible marijuana products? Aren't they somewhat dangerous if you take too much?
I have two little girls, and what's the biggest concern to me is them playing at somebody else's house because a brownie looks like a brownie or a lollipop or gummy bears. Yeah, so that's a big concern. So one of the things I learned in Colorado, it was how they were packaging and how they were tracking how much marijuana is in each product. So on the recreational side, there's a lot less marijuana. They sell it in smaller pieces, and it's tested. Each batch is tested so that the accuracy of how much you're ingesting is clearly put on a label. The other part with children in packaging, which I was deeply impressed, and we spoke with Julie Dooley of her edible company, was the packaging was all childproof, and it wasn't appealing to a child, and you couldn't see that it was a brownie. And what I also liked about how Julie was running her company is that she said it tasted like cannabis. So she wanted her customers to know that's what they were eating. And so for me, for a child, they can take a bite of a brownie or a lollipop, and if they get that aftertaste, it's no longer desirable. So I felt like that was going to help with small children. But I also think that that kind of packaging and that kind of presentation reminds people of what they're taking. And as far as the incident, I did hear about that incident about the young man who jumped, but we don't know whether, and I don't know whether that's directly attributable to the marijuana or some other issues.
Right.
So we have to look at those things kind of as they happen and maybe get information about the bigger picture, but we don't see that happening.
And we can't just zoom in on one example and say that's going to be applicable to 320 million people.
Yes.
If I can move on, because we've got a lot to talk about here. Change in attorney generals from Eric Holder to Loretta Lynch. She has much different views on marijuana than Eric Holder. Do you have concerns that despite what's been happening with this administration, that things may tighten up across the nation as far as marijuana tech?
I honestly don't. I think the horse is out of the barn at this point. I'm not sure they can put it back in. At the federal level, it may not be as fast as it might have been under Holder. But the reality is that this is a moving target. And one of the things we've learned is 2 years ago, we thought we were on the cusp of something, and we were really innovative. 2 years later, now we're like, our law is antiquated and we forgot all kinds of things. So you got to really look out front because this thing is moving like on a fast train.
Well, Senator Farley, what if in 2016 a Republican is elected president? We have a more conservative attorney general. Could the federal government maybe take action against states that have legalized recreational marijuana?
So being new to politics and in the political scene, I think it's all politics. And I think even if you get a more conservative president or Republican president, the people have spoken, and the numbers that turn out and support these types of initiatives or vote to legalize it is overwhelming. It's more than 50%. So it would be probably, I would think it would be very hard for that conservative of a president to get elected on this issue. I don't think it's a really good platform for them to run on, being anti-medical marijuana at least. So I don't really see it going back. I have to agree with Senator Segerblum, the horse is out of the barn on this, and we've got to adapt our laws and our thinking to do probably what Colorado has done. And this state, again, is phenomenal for the gaming and other vice activities and regulating it. We could do really well here in this state.
What about DUIs and recreational marijuana? Will the laws have to be changed to accommodate that?
So, I'll jump in real quick on what I learned in Colorado. So they just, over the last 2 years, started tracking what they call DUID, which is driving under the influence of drugs, and they saw between a 1% to 2% increase. The problem is not prior to 2 years ago, they weren't tracking it, so they can't tell whether the phenomenon has to do with directly with the industry or the fact that they started tracking it. So we'll start to see over the years whether that trend continues to increase. But what was also noticeable in Denver was major crime was down significantly. So they didn't see the spikes in crime or bad behavior, but you know, you got to watch it. It's new.
And also, alcohol and prescription drugs are a major problem, period, for law enforcement as far as DUIs go at this point in time. So I think we have to have all new standards. Tig, I want to end on a light note with you. The last time you were on the program, you were talking about how this was going to be a big boost for the gaming industry and tourism.
I said I was going to find a Republican woman who would drive me.
Exactly. But you were saying that with the devices, people could sit around the lounges and use their devices to while they were smoking marijuana or enjoying marijuana to play the games. And Mary Lau of the Retail Association said, no, what you're going to end up here is people holding the device going, should I hit or should I hold? Let's go to the buffet.
Well, what can I say? The buffet is where all the money's being made today, and the clubs,
ain't
and entertainment,
the
and the fancy restaurants. I mean, it is so perfect in Las Vegas because you can use it. You don't have to get in a car. You can just see everything you want to see.
And hang on, we're out of time. Everything you want to see and more. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers. Thank you both very much.
You.
We'll
Thank
be
you.
Right back.
Nevada Newsmakers coverage of the 2015 Nevada Legislature is sponsored by Ahern Rentals, the Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association, and Pro Group Management.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
Pizza Baron has opened a new Sparks Spanish Springs location. As a way to thank you, Sparks, the Pizza Baron is offering 30 wings and a large pizza for just $21.95.
We've delivered for 40 years.
Piping hot all over town.
Hi, this is Jim Miner, and I'd like to invite you to the 15th annual Pinocchio's Moms on the Run to aid Northern Nevada women in their fight against cancer. Get decked out in pink and join your friends at Reno High School's Foster Field on Mother's Day, May 10th. Races include a 10 and 5K run, a 3 and 5K walk, the Bon Bon Stroll, and the Kidlets Race. Pre-register online at momsontherun.info or register at either Pinocchio's location. Packet pickup is Saturday, May 9th at Reno High School from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Moms on the Run, Mother's Day at Reno High's Foster Field.
When you're seriously injured, it's all about the money.
Money you need after an accident. Money the insurance company doesn't want to give you.
Laub & Laub has the know-how and attitude to fight for the money you deserve.
Call Laub & Laub.
The Nevada Division of Insurance has a simple mission.
We help with insurance issues. We'll clear up confusion or investigate a complaint. For any type of insurance, talk to us. We're here to help.
Pizza Baron has opened a new Sparks Spanish Springs location. As a way to thank you, Sparks, the Pizza Baron is offering 30 wings and a large pizza for just $21.95.
We deliver for 40 years.
Piping hot all over town.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel as always. Kyle Roerink is here, political reporter for the Las Vegas Sun. Robin Reedy is operations director for the Nevada State Medical Association. And we also have Jesse Wadhams, attorney with Fenimore Craig. Pleasure to have you all here. So, Jesse, let's start out with you. What did you think of the idea here from Senator Farley that we're going to suddenly become a huge financial center because of the marijuana business?
I think it's interesting. I mean, obviously, I think a lot of folks are getting ready for for recreational marijuana especially. I think that's why you're seeing all the interest in the medical licenses. And I tend to agree with both that it is pretty likely that recreational is going to pass. We're going to have to come up with some kind of banking system or some kind of financial system, because as I understand the rules, I don't think a traditional bank can do the banking activity.
No, because it's just like the Gaming Control Board. You can't do things, licensees could not be involved in the marijuana business because it's against federal law.
Right. And so I think that's where, if we can come up with some systems that will work, we can certainly, I think, lead the charge on, how we address these issues. But I think it's a big market in Nevada, and I think that's why you're seeing a lot of interest in it, for sure.
Another thing, Ray raised the issue here of, problems on the highway, et cetera. What are the docs? Are the docs discussing this at this point in time, your docs?
There have been some discussions, and there have been some even meetings on talking about it. But the problem is, again, federally, and the health consequences of that. So
And are they positive or negative on the health consequences?
I think it's a good split.
A good split, okay. And looking at Southern Nevada, are you hearing things from the gaming industry that this is going to be a boom for them?
I'm not sure about the gaming industry. I know. I think what interests me most right now is the banking and what can be done, because in Colorado, you have proprietors driving around with brown paper bags full of cash, going to banks. I mean, it's like the Wild West redone a little bit. So, that I know needs to be handled, and I'm sure the casinos will figure that out.
But I don't think money should be driving this issue. I think we still need to be looking at some of the other consequences of willy-nilly growing things out there. I know there's a lot of environmental issues in California from what they're doing there, and they have to look at what they're putting on the plants. I read an article just the other day. People are getting sick because of some kind of spray that they put on the plants.
Yeah, right,
there's
but
no control over that.
Right, but Robin, what's interesting about that is, go back 30 years, who knew there was mold potentially in marijuana? I mean, people just smoke marijuana. They gave it brand names. Now, at least you have people looking at this and testing it. So I think that the
Perhaps
product is going to be safe.
We have people looking at it and testing it. I have yet to see those rules come along.
We're talking about the three-tier system and the cost of recreational marijuana. I wonder if the current black market in Nevada for marijuana will maybe grow too, because the legalized marijuana might be too expensive for many people.
Ray, I wanted to pick up on you because we haven't really talked about it on the program so far, but the whole issue with campus tobacco, Mark Johnson really was on the hot seat, the president of UNR, in wanting to ban tobacco on the UNR campus. What do you think about that? They were saying it was hypocritical. I guess Ira Hansen was saying it's hypocritical to be taking all this tobacco money toward education and then at the same time banning the product.
Well, I think Ira makes a point, but you can separate the two, and perhaps it's more healthy for all if tobacco is banned on university campuses. I just wonder, when marijuana comes around, are they going to try to ban that too? Because that might have some issues in enforcement.
And what did you think, Kyle, about the idea that if you're not going to allow smoking, you shouldn't allow tobacco funds to be spent at your university.
Oh, gosh. I mean, we need these tobacco funds to run our universities. You know, I think that's just absurd and could never happen.
Okay, so Robin, where's this going?
Hypocrisy in politics? I'm shocked.
Jesse?
Oh, I think it's, I agree with Kyle. I think it's a little silly to say that we would not have tobacco funds but not be able to ban the use of that product. I mean, it's just a little silly. I mean, I think we can certainly regulate where we want these things to be and then use the money that comes off the tax funds however we see fit. I don't see a huge issue there.
Okay, and quickly around the table here because we're running out of time. We have not heard from Congresswoman Titus as to whether she's in the race for the Senate seat or not.
I talked to her a few weeks ago, and what she was talking about, what a great seat she had in Congressional District 1, covering the, you know, representing the Las Vegas Strip and everything. I just don't think that she's going to pull a Shelley Berkeley and move out of that safe seat and run for Senate. And if she wins, she's going to be a backbencher right away.
Okay, so quickly, yes or no, if she's in?
No.
Yeah.
I tend to doubt it. Good seat.
We'll see. We'll be right back.
For the first time, prehistoric Earth comes alive. Experience over 40 life-size moving, breathing dinosaurs in their natural environment. See the amazing 20-foot T-Rex, the life-size Triceratops, Stegosaurus, and the flying Pteranodon at the Reno Event Center. Be a paleontologist and dig for gems and fossils. Fun educational activities for the entire family. Learn, touch, and even ride the dinosaurs. Don't miss this event, 65 million years in the making. Live in Reno, this weekend only at the Reno Event Center. DiscoverTheDinosaurs.com.
With AT&T, the choice is yours. Only pay for the services you need to make your bundle work for you.
So call now to choose any bundle, like internet for $14.95 and home phone for $20 per month. Or start with Uverse high-speed internet and add the other services you want to get the bundle you need.
With Uverse high-speed internet, you'll get fast speed at an affordable price. Get wireless service and high-speed internet with a Wi-Fi gateway to connect all your devices and save on your mobile data usage at home. Add Uverse TV and get an HD Total Home DVR included for life with most packages. Cable can't beat that.
Call now to choose any bundle, like internet for $14.95 and home phone for $20 per month. Don't wait. Call this number today.
Go ahead. The choice is yours. Only pay for the services you need in your bundle. Because with AT&T, it's whatever works for you.
One family, one owner, serving Northern Nevada since 1964. As your Couture dry cleaner and alteration specialist, and the only cleaner of fine French linen. From Deluxe Laundry, our signature brand, to our expert drapery, blind, and window treatment cleaning service. From handbag cleaning in a clutch, to a nationalized partner in textile restoration, Bobby Pages. 50 years of innovation. We're not just a dry cleaner, we're your neighborhood textile group. Visit us at bobbypages.com.
On our next broadcast from Carson City, we're talking insurance and Uber with Robert Compound.